Now, the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
Williams has the sign. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. And the Brewers take game one as Devin Williams picks up the save. Three strikeouts in the ninth. The Cardinals, despite having the bases loaded, cannot score in the ninth. And the Cardinals drop another one-run game by a score of 3-2.
That is Ricky Horton with the call last night on KMOX. The Cardinals dropping another contest. They fall to the Brewers 3-2, 12 games out in the NL Central, 6 games out in the wild card, and 3 games under 500. After the game, Ollie Marmol on the pitching faced, but also the hitting that once again came up short.
He did a nice job, used the fastball effectively, and beat us with it, plain and simple. Yeah.
We've talked about the offensive struggles all year. You can play the numbers, you can platoon. At this point, what else is there to do?
It's a good question. There's not a good answer for it, to be quite honest with you. We didn't do enough against their starter. Really good swing by Carp coming off the bench. Hasn't seen at-bats in a while. Was able to do that live BP against Lance today, but to come off the bench and hit a homer there, that's a big swing. So that was good to see, but we sprinkled in some hits here and there. We did hit some balls hard right at people, but at the end of the day, so did they, and weren't rewarded for it, and they came up with some other hits that they were rewarded for. So I've said it before, in order for us to be playing in October, we're going to have to score more runs, and we were unable to do that again today.
What do you make of the position you guys are going to get yourselves into against Williams there in the ninth?
Good swing by Donovan there. He's a tough pitcher, no matter righty, lefty, man. He's tough on everybody. So good swing by Donovan to stay through the middle, and then Nato stayed through that really well to the right field in order to get us into scoring position, second and third there, one out. When runs at second, you set up the double play for sure and go right on right there. And no one's going to wear harder than Goldie, I'll tell you that. He's highly frustrated and wants to come through there. And it's tough to watch him right now just because he's wearing it more than anybody. If there's anybody working their ass off and getting after and wanting to come through there, it's him. And it's tough that he didn't. Yeah.
How tough is that for you, obviously, want these guys to go back to see and see them putting in the work and
It's extremely tough, man. That's why you coach. You want to see other people succeed. You want to see them get to where they want to get to and accomplish the things they want to accomplish, whether that's at the beginning of their careers or towards the end, wanting to finish well. So it's the reason you wake up every morning and come into work as a coach is you want to see other people live out their dreams and do great things, man. So it's tough when that doesn't happen. And he's had the year that he's had. It's really tough. This is a guy I have a ton of respect for. I mean, an immense amount of respect. And he's a great model for what you want your career to look like on and off the field. So he's wearing it hard. He wants to come through there. We know what's at stake. Every game's important. Tonight we didn't.
12 games back in the division, at least 5 in the wild card. You guys know where you're at. How does a team manage to stop a skid like this, especially when it seems like not a lot of guys that feel right with their swings right now?
We're gonna take our best shot, man. There's nobody that's gonna give in. I'm not gonna give in. They're not gonna give in. Is it gonna be easy? No. But we're gonna show up with some enthusiasm and some conviction to what we do. And if someone hands it to us, as far as a loss, so be it. But we're gonna come ready to go every day until we run out of runway here. But we're not gonna give in, I'll tell you that. So the mentality in that clubhouse is where it needs to be. We took another tough loss. We didn't score enough runs. I thought Fetty gave us a shot. Armstrong got his guys. Contreras got King there with that ball to center. But outside of that, Leahy got his row. Carp comes off the bench, does his thing. I think we put ourselves in a position to do well, but unfortunately, not enough runs. But from a competitive standpoint, there's no one that's given in. And I respect that clubhouse for that. Yeah.
The Brewers are a team that likes to run a lot. What do you like about Contreras' work behind the plate?
Fetty mixed his all of our guys, they did a nice job of just mixing their looks and varying their times. We know these guys like to run. They've been successful at it. It's a really athletic group across the way. So credit to them. I mean, may not have some of the names that are household names, but when it comes to athleticism and just overall skill, it's a good team. It's a well-put-together team. But I thought our guys did a nice job of mixing their looks and overall timing in order to give Contreras a shot. And if you give him a shot, he's got plenty of arm to throw you out, which is what he did. Yeah. We good? Okay.
Ollie Marmol visiting with reporters after the game last night. A 3-2 loss to the Brewers. Another one tonight. The Cardinals will be playing at Busch Stadium. It's a 6:45 start. Starting for the Cardinals will be Kyle Gibson. And on the Milwaukee side, it'll be Tobias Myers. Myers, a right-handed pitcher, 6-5 with a 2.81 ERA. He is one of the bright spots of this Milwaukee team that has just been steaming along this season. They are 21 games over 500 at 73-52. The Cardinals have slipped to third in the division. The Cubs are 11.5 out, Cards 12 out. And in the wild card, we talked about that steep mountain to climb. And when you're three games below 500, you know you have a steep mountain to climb. You got to get way above 500 to really have a shot here or get above it. The Padres, the Diamondbacks, the Braves are the three wildcard teams right now, with the Mets 2.5 out, Giants 3.5, Cubs 5.5, Cardinals 6 back.